This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage.
I'm Allison Keyes in Washington. There's a crowd at the Supreme Court in Washington, D.C. as people turn out to mark the death of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. She died last night at the age of 87 after battling pancreatic cancer. Women are not the only ones paying tribute there.
It's like a gut punch. She did a lot for us, especially LGBT rights, women's rights as well.
CBS's Gary Nunn with more.
President Clinton nominated Ruth Bader Ginsburg to be an Associate Justice of the Supreme Court.
She is to the women's movement what former Supreme Court Justice Thurgood Marshall was to the movement for the rights of African Americans.
Ginsburg had argued several landmark cases on gender discrimination before the Supreme Court, a fight that in many ways was personal. Even though she had graduated at the top of her class at Columbia Law School in 1959,
there was not a single firm in the entire city of New York that would offer me a job.
When she was sworn into the Supreme Court, she happily noted,
"Times are changing."
Gary Nunn, CBS News.
There's, of course, already speculation about how quickly President Trump will nominate someone to fill the vacancy on the court. CBS's Paula Reed explains.
This gives the Trump campaign a chance to reframe this election as a referendum on the Supreme Court. He's also out ahead of his opponent because he's already released this list. Joe Biden has said that he would like to nominate a black woman to the Supreme Court, but he has not released a list of names. The campaign says they're working on it, but voters do not have that information at this point.
Former President Obama is calling on the Republican-led Senate not to fill the Supreme Court vacancy yet. He's asking lawmakers to live up to the standard they set in 2016 when they refused to hold a hearing for his final Supreme Court nominee, Merrick Garland. More weather troubles for the Gulf of Mexico as Tropical Storm Beta is gathering strength. CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson has more.
It's really the flooding rains that we've got to be concerned about because the storm is going to parallel pretty much the entire Texas coast from Corpus Christi straight up through Houston and Galveston and the Bolivar Peninsula right on into southwestern Louisiana, and it's going to take days to do that.
The Bobcat wildfire is still raging in the mountains northeast of Los Angeles. Paul Ching is Arcadia City official.
Although there are 60,000 acres currently burning, and it's obviously going to increase, we're only at 3% control.
That earthquake in Southern California wasn't all that bad last night, says seismologist Lucy Jones, who lives in the area.
This is the largest one in the Los Angeles basin in quite a few years.
She stresses that the 4.5 magnitude quake wasn't a big deal, even though it woke her up. There are no reports so far of serious injuries or damage. This is CBS News.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage. When you want the ability to adjust your loan options in real time, Rocket can. Visit rocketmortgage.com today.
Have you ever thought about saying goodbye to your job, just walking into your boss and saying, "I quit"? And how would you like to commute to work without ever leaving your home? Well, not long ago, a 39-year-old entrepreneur from a billionaire family spent $20 million in 3 years to find the best home-based business in North America. He researched 70 different companies, and when he found the only one that had real long-term potential, he bought it. And right now, he's looking for people to help him turn this company into his next billion-dollar success story. So if you're serious about making money from home without having to leave your home, well, grab a pen. Because I'm about to give you the address of a website where you can learn all about this unique and rare opportunity. Write this down, www.gohernext.com. Now get on your computer and go to this site now. Part-time or full-time, your income is based totally on your performance. Interested? GoHereNext.com and say goodbye to your boss tomorrow. GoHereNext.com.
A big boon for a boozy business in Florida.
Florida bars were shut down in late June after a huge spike in COVID-19 cases, but now they can reopen in most parts of the state. Florida's Business and Professional Regulation Secretary Halsey Bashir says bar owners didn't take social distancing rules seriously last time, but now
they all have a serious commitment to making health and safety a continuing priority in their businesses. They have to get this right.
The bars can open with 50% capacity. Patrons must wear masks when not actually drinking or eating. He says inspectors will look for violators. He's hoping not to shut anyone down again. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
You can put those fancy pajamas to good use tomorrow and perhaps add some champagne to watch this year's Emmy Awards. The Television Academy is staging a live but socially distant show to honor the very best in TV. No fancy red carpet pre-show, though, and host Jimmy Kimmel will be all but alone in the Staples Center in L.A. Allison Keyes, CBS News.
KGMI News Update.
Good morning, I'm Haley Joe. The NOAA is forecasting the gradual air quality improvement we are seeing to continue. An incoming weather system should provide some gradual relief to the area, with air quality improving today. Meteorologists say there's still some risk of lightning from scattered storms igniting new fires, but wetting rains expected today will limit those risks. And Canadian Minister of Public Safety Bill Blair tweeted yesterday that the U.S.-Canada border will remain closed to non-essential travel until October 21st. He says they will continue to base decisions on the best public health advice available to keep Canadians safe. And your KGMI dependable forecast, as the air quality continues to improve, expect a mostly cloudy day today with a passing shower in the afternoon. We're going to see a high of 66, followed by a cloudy overnight low of 55. Tomorrow will be partly cloudy, letting the sun through a bit with a high of 67. Mostly cloudy days ahead for the beginning of next week with a few showers Tuesday and Wednesday. I'm Haley Joe with KGMI News.
This is Radio Real Estate with your host, Mike Kent, on KGMI News Talk 790, 96.5 FM in Bellingham, and KGMI.com. Brought to you by Windermere Real Estate, Bank of the Pacific, Linden Sheet Metal, and Windwood Enterprises.
Good morning and welcome to Ready Real Estate. This is Mike Kent on a pretty pleasant Saturday morning. The rain's held off for a day, but probably rolling a little bit later on. So here we go again, the weekly report on the number of homes that have entered the market versus those that are pending continues. The same trend has been going on for at least 3 or 4 months now. Here's what's happened in Whatcom County Real Estate, a snapshot for the last 7 days. We had 66 additional homes come onto the market. These are single family homes throughout all of Whatcom County, 66 additional homes. During the same time period, we had 80 homes go under contract. So the inventory continues to be outpaced by the number of buyers snapping up properties, and prices are reflecting that change. The fact is there's fewer homes, there's more buyers every single day. Prices keep ratcheting up. The size of the homes that enter the marketplace average around 2,200 square feet. The average size of the homes that received accepted offers a little smaller, 1,960 square feet. The price per square foot, the price per square foot of the homes that are new to the marketplace, $285 a square foot. Again, we're getting ever close to that $300 mark, and that will probably happen in the next few months. But the average price of the homes that received accepted offers a little bit lighter, $265 a square foot. What that tells me is sellers are coming on the market. They're aggressive. They know it's a seller's market, and in some cases they're reaching a little bit high, but we're still finding the inventory is diving. What's really interesting, too, is the number of homes over $1 million, a segment of the market that was an outlier up until about 3 or 4 months ago. Now it's a very, very important part of this marketplace. We had 8 homes come on the market at over $1 million. We had 2 homes penned over $1 million. So a little bit quieter at the upper end, where all the action's happening is that 250 to 450 level. And it's incredible how fast that segment of the market is disappearing. We'll be right back.
Hey, sweetie, let's go over the schedule.
Okay, you work Mondays and Wednesdays.
Yep, on those days, you help the kids with school in the morning. Then on Tuesdays and Thursdays, I will make sure the kids are doing their virtual learning and run errands.
Oh my, this is a lot to remember.
I know, but at least we don't have to remember to adjust the thermostat as we are going in and out or as the weather changes.
Oh, that's right. Our heating and cooling system from American Standard automatically knows to heat when it's chilly. And when it gets too warm, it switches to air conditioning.
To keep us cool and collected?
Cool, yes. Collected, not so much.
I wonder, does American Standard make something for that?
I wish.
Whether homeschooling or running in and out all day, let Linden Sheet Metal take the thinking out of keeping your home comfortable with a new heating and cooling system. With rebates and low monthly payments, this is a great time to call. Linden Sheet Metal, on the corner of Guide and Main beside John Deere.
Wynwood Enterprises is a full-service residential and commercial landscaping company that can get your property ready for summer and keep it looking good all year. Do you need to replace or add new beauty bark, compost, wood chips, sawdust, or play chips? They have a blower truck that can blow it in for you, saving you time and money. Check their website for an easy-to-use calculator to find out how much you need to get your projects done. It's also easy to sign up for an affordable maintenance contract. Get a free estimate. Find them online at WynwoodEnt.com.
In the shop.
Police asked Ford to come up with a solution that they could disinfect these vehicles.
Steve from Panacea, Kirk from Angler, Brian from Dr. John's, and Dan from Bellingham and Burlington Automotive.
And it heats the interior of this vehicle to 133 degrees. It kills 99%+ of any viruses or whatever that might be in there.
Join them on In the Shop, 9 to 10 a.m. every Saturday on KGMI News Talk 790, 96.5 FM in Bellingham and KGMI.com.
Welcome back to Ready Real Estate. A couple other stats. This past week, we had 7 homes enter the marketplace, 7 total under 300,000 throughout the whole county. So for those first-time home buyers, there is very little to pick from. We had 10 homes under 300 penned this last week as well. So again, that's a segment of the market that's shrinking very, very quickly. A little bit later on, I'm going to tell you where a lot of those homes are going in terms of who those buyers are. And they're getting in those homes typically for zero down. I'll talk about how they do that a little bit later on. But I ran some stats this morning, kind of give us a snapshot what's happening, particularly here in Whatcom County, and it reflects what we've been talking about the last several weeks. And here's some things to consider. In the last year, for example, the average sales price throughout all of Whatcom County it's gone up to $407,044. So we've broken the $400,000 mark for the average sales price in Whatcom County. That is about almost just shy of a 5% increase for the last 12 months. That's countywide. At the same time, the number of homes that sold is actually down. We've sold 1,266 homes thus far compared to last year. We're down about 11% in the number of transactions. And the reason is not because the real estate market's weak, it's because we have no inventory. If we had inventory and had these kind of results, it would be incredible. But you can't have both. It's supply and demand. The supply is down. Demand is great. And that's why the number of transactions has dropped off considerably. There's just not enough product on the shelf. The number of homes for sale reflects that. We have 1,266 homes available throughout all of Whatcom County. That also is down 11% since August of last year. So in a one-year period, we watch inventory drop by 11%. I think we're going to continue to see it drop. I wouldn't be surprised if we have as much as a 15% drop in inventory by the spring of 2021, and prices, again, will reflect that. The median number of days on market, that has really shrunk as well. We're down to 16 days. That means of all the homes on the market, if you go right into the center line, you're going to see the median number of days on market from the point it hits MLS to the point of going into contract, a mere 16 days. 2 weeks' time, your house is going to be sold. That is down 6% from this time last year, which means homes are selling for more and selling much, much faster. The month supply of inventory, and what the month supply of inventory means is if no more homes were to enter the marketplace, the existing number of homes on the marketplace would be totally exhausted based on current sales rates at 3.7 months from now. So under 4 months supply countywide, but I can tell you in places like Bellingham and in certain categories, it's well under a month. Things are moving so quickly. Median price per square foot. The median price per square foot is now $243 per square foot. That is up 6.1% since this time last year. So that stands to reason. If homes are selling for more, that per square foot price is going up. On the topic of a square foot price, too, one number that's really, really climbing is if you're going to have a custom home built, the bids you're getting per square foot now are pushing, in many cases, $280 to $300 per square foot. And it was on this show a very short time ago, I would say in the last 2 years, that we broke the $200 per square foot mark. We are already almost at $300 per square foot to get a nice custom home completed. Even spec homes, if you're an investor and you've got a lot at a good price and you want to do a spec home, when you get a bid from the builder, it's going to be well over probably $230, $240 to get the kind of house that's going to be marketable when you're all done. The median showings to pending, meaning the number of showings a home is getting from the point it comes on the market, hits the MLS, to the time you get a pending and accepted offer. It used to be, it wasn't unusual to have your house on the market for, say, a month or two, and then you get an offer. And the old adage was, if you had seven showings and didn't have an offer, you're probably priced too high. Well, guess what? The median showings from hitting the market to getting an accepted offer, three. That is it. It's incredible how fast things are moving. So if you're a buyer out there, you have got to be ready to pounce when that property comes on the market. You've got to be ready. You've got to have your pre-approval letter, at least your pre-qualification letter from your favorite lender, ready to go. And you better have your love letter already written about why you want to buy that house or be in that neighborhood. Tell the seller a little bit about yourself, because chances are they're going to be looking at two or three or four different folks to pick from when you see homes penned in 3 days from hitting the marketplace. The median percent of original list price, this is really interesting, and this is really, really closed on this one. The gap is closed. This is the median percent that they are realizing from the price that originally went on the market. This is prior to any price reductions. Well, this is the original hit the MLS price. We are now getting 99% throughout Whatcom County. That's incredible. So basically, if you see a house that isn't grossly overpriced, you can bet that it's going to sell for full price or just a hair underneath. The days of going in saying, hey, we're going to offer 5, 10, 15% less in order to negotiate, you are going to be sorely disappointed when the agent calls you and said, hey, you know what, we missed out. We didn't even have a shot at it because they received another full price offer, or in some cases with an escalation clause greater than full price. So the last one, the number of homes for sale that are available on the market right now, 1,266 homes available out there. Again, that's down 11% from last year. So that inventory just keeps going down. And what's driving this? A number of factors. A huge factor right now is, of course, the historic low interest rates. I'll give you one quick example. One of our family members just closed on a house yesterday. He was in the previous house, he and his family, for about 5 years. They just moved to a house. They got twice the square footage, moved into a great neighborhood. And because the interest rates are so low, and in this case, they were able to do away with personal mortgage insurance by saving and having great equity at a home they left, they got the same mortgage payment within $50 a month, and they have 3,000 square feet as opposed to about 1,500 square feet. That's the power of what low interest rates can do, and that's one of the things that are driving this market as fast as we are right now. Anyone that's considering upsizing, getting a larger home or getting their first home, it would behoove you to get on the phone, get a hold of someone like Mike Ish at Bank of Pacific. He helped our son with that just this last week. Amazing. But get on the phone with your favorite lender and say, hey, here's what my mortgage rate is now. Here's what my house is valued at now. What happens if I were to move to the house down the street that better suits our family's needs at this point? What will the difference be in the payment? You are going to be shocked with the answer. When I come back from the break, I'm going to talk to you also about what's happening in terms of the robust market nationwide and certainly locally, what that's doing to the home builder industry. And also, I'm going to talk about who's buying houses at the $300,000 level. And is it true they're actually buying houses with zero down? As soon as we come back.
Even during these challenging times, the mortgage lenders of Bank of the Pacific continue to help customers purchase, refinance, and construct their homes. Whether your plan is for a new home or just a lower payment, Bank of the Pacific mortgage lenders are here to help. Find your nearest lender at bankofthepacific.com. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender. NMLS number 417480. All loans subject to credit approval. Certain fees and restrictions may apply.
Are you looking for an auto shop that offers honest quality service? Hi, I'm Kirk, owner of Angler Automotive. At Angler Automotive, we strive to make sure that all of your automotive service needs are met. Angler Automotive provides the factory recommended services that are required to maintain your vehicle's warranty. Angler Automotive, outstanding quality with honest, reliable service. Check us out online at anglerautomotive.com.
This is Heidi Person, General Manager of the Cascade Radio Group, with a look at some good news in our community that we like to call the upside.
Agents from the five local offices of Windermere Real Estate recently joined together to make and deliver over 360 cloth masks and 185 face shields. They were assisted by Lithtex Northwest, which cut the clear sheets needed for the face shields, and by Bellingham Makerspace. Windermere agents donated the masks to Whatcom area food banks, senior living facilities, and the sheriff's office. The response was so positive and the need so great that the agents plan to keep producing PPE. Thank you, Windermere, for your dedication and ingenuity, and for working to keep our community safe one stitch at a time.
The Upside is brought to you from a grant provided by Bayside Coin and Jewelry. Bayside is now open for all your jewelry needs and to buy and sell gold and silver Monday through Saturday from 10 to 5. Bayside in the Iowa Business Park.
If you have good news to report, email it to us at theupside@cascaderadiogroup.com.
The opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of KGMI or the Cascade Radio Group.
Welcome back to Ready Real Estate. I want to thank two of our sponsors who make this possible every Saturday morning, going on 20 plus years now. And one of the original sponsors still with us to this day, Linden Sheet Metal. And they are the folks to get hold of for plumbing, sheet metal needs. If you're looking to maybe get that fireplace tuned up, ready for the winter season, or maybe change it out, great opportunity to do that. Air conditioning, you name it, they can do it all. Located at the corner of Guide and Main up in Linden. They're our go-to people, and they've helped hundreds of our clients over the last couple decades. Hey, I want to thank some agents. This gives you a great idea as how brokers and agents work together. We don't have competitors. We have partners on the other side of the table that put these deals together. There's always a buyer and a seller, and I would say 98% of the time that's represented by different realtors and often with different companies. The first one, I'm going to run down the list. It tells you how diverse things are. In this last week, we have done transactions with Erica Busey. She's with Compass Real Estate, helped us sell a beautiful waterfront multi-million dollar home out in Semiahmoo. Brian Southwick, we put together a deal on a marina lot, actually put two marina lots together. That was really, really a fun transaction. Great guy to work with. Ron Coleman, Birch Bay Village Realty. We put together a little three-bedroom, two-bath Rambler that some folks are moving into, and they're very, very anxious, excited. We'll do the inspection next week with Pillar to Post. Greg Flint with Windermere Real Estate, he helped on a transaction. He actually sold our son's house, did an awesome job working with a first-time buyer, young couple, and they're happy. My son's happy. Their family's happy. Greg Flint, Windermere. Julia Mullinex with Peace Arts Real Estate, putting together a sale of a home up in Semiahmoo that'll close on Monday. And that one's had a number of tricky things we had to get through, and we got it done. I don't think we would have done it without Julia's great help up there. And Latonia Vanderveen with HomeSmart, we're closing on a home on Monday in Birch Bay Village that she brought the buyers to there. And but that gives an example of how wide a spectrum of folks we deal with on a regular basis. And that's true of every realtor in Whatcom County. They end up working with agents, all different brokerages, and in all different circumstances. And it's not always easy. Those list of names that I just ran through, probably half of those transactions had surprises. You may think you put a sign in the yard, you get an accepted offer, and you start moving to closing, and everything's just going to run smoothly. Actually, the real challenges, the real problems, the real experience that comes into play happens when you get the offer. Getting the house sold, that's relatively easy. Getting the house from pending to closing, That's where the tricks come in, and that's where experience really, really pays off. And when I say tricks, what I mean by things like that is if there's an issue, a problem, it might be an inspection issue, it might be a loan issue, it might be a title issue, that's where the realtors jump in and pull in their resources and pull in their colleagues in many cases and their network of people to resolve matters. One of the situations I touched on last week, for example, we had a place that went under contract. They're buying a building lot. They're doing a home equity loan on their existing house to buy that lot. Eventually, we'll build a new house, etc. Turns out they had a lien on their property of $150,000 that had actually been paid off to a bank that is no longer in business, but it still showed up in the title report that there was a lien or a mortgage of $150,000 on that house, when in actuality, there wasn't a single dime owed. And we had the help of Whatcom Land Title. We had the help of the sellers. We had the help of Bank of the Pacific. And because they are along the course of things, ended up with the loan at some point. By people working together and working as a team, we got that resolved. And that went from an easy transaction to one that took a couple of weeks of research and everyone, all hands on deck to get it done. And they absolutely did a super, super job. But those are just examples. A lot of things can pop up. One of the things we had very recently, we had a home that was being purchased with a VA loan. No problem with that. And then we found out there were some things that had to happen with that loan that are different than most. I'll give you an even more common example, FHA. FHA loan, and it turns out that they needed to scrape some loose paint and cover some bare boards. But then also we found out on a well system, it had to have a check valve, which commonly is not used now, but it doesn't matter. It's in the FHA requirements, in the FHA rules, whether we thought it was a good idea or not, or the plumber thought it was a good idea or not, it had to be installed. And I want to send kudos out to Laverne Plumbing. I'm going to try to get them on the show and talk about plumbing issues, but they came through in the 11th hour and literally within hours got that resolved and got that closing to happen, which in turn helped another closing to take place. So there's always surprises. Things always come up. And the brand new agent, they better have a circle of agents around them with experience, because there will always be the unpredictable. That's part of what makes this business so exciting, is because you never know what's going to arise. There's never a dull moment in real estate. And especially when people are coming out of markets like Seattle and California, and they're trying to buy a place quickly and trying to succeed in being the buyer that prevails, you have to make sure that not only can you handle surprises, but you also can caution and look after the buyer to make sure they don't make mistakes, like skipping home inspections and taking unnecessary risk. There's other ways around putting yourself at risk that can give you the same results and protect the buyer. One of the best ways, again, I've said it many, many times, if you're selling a house, get a pre-inspection done, completed, so that buyer doesn't have to wonder about the inspection issue. It's money well spent by the seller, and typically you're going to get the home sold faster. You have the endorsement on the product. You know what to expect. You won't have surprises, and you can get your home sold for more money. You will actually realize more as a result of getting that work done well ahead of time. And the home inspectors that we use and recommend very, very highly, in fact, they're going to do an inspection for us next Wednesday. Mr. Dave McMillan is going to be doing that one for us. That is Pillar to Post. They do an awesome job. They have done literally thousands of inspections in Whatcom County, and there's a reason that they're so successful. This week, let's find out what Pillar to Post has for our listening audience.
For the Pillar to Post tip of the week, I want to talk about pests. Now, just because you've hired a home inspector doesn't mean you've hired a licensed structural pest inspector. You don't have to be both in the state of Washington any longer. So here at Pillar to Post, we are all licensed structural pest inspectors, so we have the capability of completing pest inspections. But some of the things you could do to keep those pests away from your house right now, we've talked about a number of times before, are things like keeping plants off the house, keeping vegetation away from underneath the house. We actually see ivy and things growing. Decomposition of materials under a home, like loose debris and things, can attract bugs. But a big thing that I've also been seeing recently is even in some of the lumber around the house that people are using for their landscaping, maybe railroad ties or other lumber where the ants like to get in there and actually nest. So keep an eye out for that. Try to keep anything that's going to decompose away from the house. Even stumps can encourage that. So those are a few tips to help that home last for a lifetime.
Your kids have been home. Your carpets have suffered. From that bottle of soda that somehow just fell over on its own to grass stains and mystery grime. Isn't it time to make your home feel fresh again? At Swan's Clean Care, they'll restore your carpets to their former glory. Handle residential and commercial carpets, rugs, and upholstery. And they're taking all the necessary steps to keep you safe, fast, friendly, and local. Let Swan's Clean Care and Restoration freshen up your carpets so that you can feel good about your home. Go to swanscarpetcleaning.com.
During these busy times, you and your family are tired, stressed, and most of all, hungry. KGMI Connects and the Hilltop Restaurant want to help you with all three, but mostly the hungry part. Just go to KGMI.com and look for A Helping Hand from the Hilltop and sign up. Each Friday, we'll pick a family who will receive a delicious, fresh-cooked meal from the Hilltop Restaurant on the guide, either dine-in or takeout. Listen for the winning family each Friday from 4 till 5 on KGMI Connects. A Helping Hand from the Hilltop, from our friends at the Hilltop Restaurant and KGMI.
KGMI Connects with Joe Tien is a new live show each weekday afternoon about our community and you.
The school district is setting up hotspots at all of the schools, but as you can imagine, doing several hours or multiple children learning in a parking lot in a car is not really going to work either.
So join us each weekday at 4 p.m. for KGMI Connects on KGMI News Talk 790, 96.5 FM and KGMI.com.
There's a lot going on right now, and broadcasters are on the ground covering all of it, bringing you the weather, the traffic, and breaking news, all while entertaining you 24 hours a day. Someone needs to tell you what's going on around the world and in our hometowns, and that someone is us. We are free radio. We are always there. We are broadcasters. Visit wearebroadcasters.com or text radio to 52886 to learn more. Furnished by NAB and this station.
CBS News Special Report. Mourners are continuing to gather at the U.S. Supreme Court in Washington, laying down flowers and other mementos for Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who died last night. This woman was there.
She was such a voice for women, myself included. I feel so much of what I have today in this country is because of her and the ideals she fought for.
Tributes are pouring in from all quarters. CBS's Nicole Killian with more.
Bill Clinton, who nominated Ginsburg to the High Court in 1993, wrote, "Her 27 years on the court exceeded even my highest expectations when I appointed her. Her landmark opinions moved us closer to a more perfect union." Former Vice President Joe Biden said it was an honor to preside over Ginsburg's confirmation hearing.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg stood for all of us.
Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg was 87 years old. CBS News Special Report. I'm Allison Keyes.
Welcome back to the second half of Radio Real Estate. I want to thank you for joining us this Saturday morning. I'm a little bit sore and tired. Moving my son and his family yesterday, it gave me a break from the phones and the emails and the text and whatnot. But now I know why I'm a realtor instead of a moving company employee. My hat goes off to them. It's hard work, I'll tell you what. So particularly when you have reached the milestone that I've recently reached. I'll just leave it at that. Hey, home builder confidence. I talked a little bit before the bottom of the hour break about the home builder confidence. And the fact of the matter is, if you take every industry that there is out there in the United States, when COVID came along, everyone knew there was going to be great impacts to the restaurant industry, the travel industry, the airline industry. I could go on down the list. And frankly, the presumption was that the real estate industry would follow suit as well. And that people, the last thing they would be thinking about is moving. And would they be thinking about spending money at a time where there's so much uncertainty in their job future and their stability and steady incomes? Would the banks lend money to people that perhaps were going to be in, you know, affected by COVID-19? And it's incredible, the shocking results we've had in real estate. And people are moving like crazy. But a lot of the credit for that is literally credit, and that's what was done by the federal government in the feds in keeping interest rates down. If interest rates had not come back down, this might be a completely different scenario we're facing. But real estate is red hot, not just in Whatcom County, throughout North America, with few exceptions. And what that's done is made the housing industry, the building industry, just as successful. And I'm going to run some numbers by it quickly. And this is from the National Association of Home Builders, the NAHB, I should say. And they have what's called a confidence index. And their confidence index rose 5 points to a reading of 83, ending the month of September. The index reading was the highest on record in 35 years of keeping track of confidence index amongst home builders. This is the highest level of confidence amongst those that create the American dream in 35 years, surpassing the previous month's record high as well. Every month, that index continues to climb. That means builders are confident in going out and borrowing money from the lenders to build houses, to build these new spec homes, to do custom homes. The index readings over 50 are a sign of improving confidence. So when you get up to the 80s, that's remarkable. Also, the index that measures sentiment regarding prospective buyer traffic soared 9 points to a record high of 73, which means they are confident the buyer traffic is going to remain high. The index of expectations for future sales over the next 6 months increased 6 points to 84. And the index of current single-family home sales increased 4 points to 88. Regionally, the Midwest index signaled the biggest increase. So in the Bible Belt of America, if you will, or the breadbasket of America, it rose 9 points to 78, followed by the South 6 point increase to 85. The regional index for the West dropped just 1 point to 87, still extremely high, but the 3 month moving averages for all four regions were higher in September. So the big picture is the real estate sector is on fire, and the market for new homes in particular has been a bright spot in the country's economic recovery since COVID-19. Just like 9/11, when 9/11 occurred, the market stopped. It just shut down for about 3 to 4 weeks, and suddenly we saw this uptick as people started migrating to places where quality of life became the most important factor, and the same thing has happened. So COVID comes along. People realize, wow, I'm going to spend more time at home. We need a different home. We need a better environment. And then they learned in the second wave that they could actually stay home. If you've been watching the news cycle this last week, you've heard company after company after company, huge multinational firms and large U.S. firms, companies that are in the Dow 30, for example, they are asking their employees if they'd like to stay home. And in some cases, they're saying, please stay home. That's the second wave that's causes tremendous change in the housing market, because they've discovered that they can work from home, they can still be efficient, and that has people rethinking what the American home looks like. We've talked about adding office space. One of the most important things that I'm going to talk about a little bit in the next segment is smart home. If you're buying a new home, what to look for, and if you're building a new home, how is it going to be put together a little bit differently than it would have been put together pre-COVID, for example. But all these are drivers. And one of the biggest drivers for us, of course, is in the Seattle market and in California, due to other factors that existed before COVID and have only gotten worse, things like taxation. And, of course, I don't have to elaborate on the instability of the city cores in terms of safety, in terms of being able to operate a business. Many, many people that had small businesses in these downtown areas are taking their skills that made them successful there and coming to more suburban areas like Whatcom County. And that's why, believe it or not, while some restaurants are struggling to survive, there are many restaurants opening up, even here in Whatcom County, as people say, we're done with the big city. We're going to go open a place and be just as successful and have better quality life in places like Bellingham. So very, very interesting. We'll be right back. You're listening to Radio Real Estate. Stay with me.
Did you know indoor air quality is 5 to 6 times more polluted than the outdoor air? And with homes being transformed into offices, classrooms, and gyms, you're spending more time breathing in the good and bad every day. It's time to focus on your home's health. Hi, I'm John Barron, owner of Barron Heating and Air Conditioning. And together with Carrier, a trusted brand and partner for over 45 years, our team is ready to upgrade your furnace or clean your air ducts. At Barron, it's just not about equipment. Our home performance experts look beyond the box. They'll assess the contaminants in your attic, walls, and crawl space, providing you with affordable solutions to make your home's health the best it can be. Call Barron today. Get a free air duct cleaning when you purchase a Carrier high-efficiency furnace and air cleaner. Special financing is available with payments as low as $50 a month. Turn to the experts, Barron and Carrier. Comfort, health, and energy efficiency is our passion and promise to you. Barron, your full-service HVAC, electrical, and plumbing contractor. Our mission, improving lives.
Hey, at our startup, my team and I move at the speed of tech 24/7. And every single day, it's information overload. It's coming at me from all directions. And you know what? Bottom line, I just need the news that matters. So where do I turn? Local radio and TV. I want to hear from people who live and work in my town. They give me the real story with information I know I can rely on. So where else can I find out what's happening in my community? Weather and traffic, things that affect my family and my business. I want to stay informed by sources I trust. My local radio and TV stations. For the best entertainment, sports, news, traffic, and weather with no agenda and more reliable than other platforms. So if you ask me for the information I want anytime, anywhere, I stay local. Support your local station. Text radio to 52886 today. Furnished by the NAB and this station. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out.
Welcome back to Ready Real Estate. I want to thank two more of our sponsors. First of all, Windermere Real Estate with offices conveniently located in Linden, Birch Bay, Bellingham, Fairhaven, and our newest office in Ferndale. Have you taken a drive through Ferndale lately? There are so many new homes going up in so many different places. I think there's more homes going up in Ferndale than there are apartment buildings going up in Bellingham. Everywhere you turn, you're going to see rough plywood as new construction is taking place. If you've seen behind Costco in Bellingham, you've seen the new project there. Bakerview Square, there's a new building going up. And you go further along East Bakerview, you're going to see all the buildings in behind on the way to Hannigan. And it's incredible. Everywhere you go, I'm seeing new constructions. James Street, Pete Dawson's doing a big project in there. We might actually catch up, certainly on the rental side of things and the entry level as well. So, and speaking of entry level, what's really interesting is the number of people that are buying houses right now that actually are able to get in those houses with zero down. And the really great news, those folks are the most important people to add to our ability to own, to realize the American dream. And those are our veterans, those that have risked life and limb and sometimes given the ultimate price to be able to make sure we can live in America in a place where you can own your home, where you can create some personal wealth to be able to lead to retirement, to raise families, to open businesses, etc. So I think it's awesome that we have programs in place through the VA where they have some real breaks that they certainly have earned. The number one thing right now, the rates are super low to begin with, but they can get into a house with no down payment. This renowned benefit of VA, of the VA loan program, helps veterans purchase without having to spend years saving for a down payment. Qualified buyers in most of the country should know that they can purchase a home for up to $424,100. That still buys quite a bit of home, even in Whatcom County, before having to factor in a single penny in down payment. That ceiling is even higher in costlier housing markets, and they adjust it periodically also for places like Whatcom County. The average VA loan last year was for about $253,000. That's certainly not in our backyard. I would say the average here is probably closer to $350,000 to $400,000. But getting a conventional loan for $253,000 requires a down payment of at least $12,000 using FHA loan, but not for the veterans. Also, they don't have to pay mortgage insurance. And mortgage insurance is just like tearing up dollar bills. Those who aren't familiar with mortgage insurance, basically you are paying for the bank's insurance to give them the protection that in the event of a default, you're not able to make your payments and they have to sell the house, and they have to sell the house for less than you owe, that insurance reimburses the bank. But you get to pay that premium for them. If you typically have less than 20% down or 20% equity in your home, unless you're a veteran using a VA loan, no mortgage insurance is required. And also VA, they have some very flexible credit guidelines. VA loans were created to boost access to homeownership for veterans in particular and the military families. But they're naturally more flexible and forgiving when it comes to credit underwriting. Lenders typically have lower credit score benchmarks for VA loans than for conventional mortgages. And the average FICO score on a VA purchase last year was 50 points lower than was needed or expected in a conventional loan for non-VO borrowers. So a lot of great opportunities for people to get in that have certainly paid, in many cases, years of their life sacrificed and set aside in order to protect us and to take care of our freedoms. So a very, very interesting benefit that will probably continue to grow. It's there to assist the veterans and absolutely fully support it. I'm going to take an early break. When I come back from the break, I'm going to talk to you a little bit about landlords in the housing market, as well as a couple other tidbits we picked up over the last few days in real estate news. We'll be right back.
Even during these challenging times, the mortgage lenders of Bank of the Pacific continue to help customers purchase, refinance, and construct their homes. Whether your plan is for a new home or just a lower payment, Bank of the Pacific mortgage lenders are here to help. Find your nearest lender at bankofthepacific.com. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender. NMLS number 417480. All loans subject to credit approval. Certain fees and restrictions may apply.
Have you really sat down and taken a good look at how much you're paying for home and auto insurance? I'm Derek Barnes, and by now you might know that my wife Denise and I own D&D Insurance in Ferndale. Over the years, we've seen individuals paying $300, $400, and sometimes $500 a year too much for their home and auto insurance. If we're going to be good stewards of the money provided to us, I think it's prudent we review our insurance and financial needs. Likewise, we've been given families to take care of, and if something untimely were to happen to us, it's good to know that we can still provide for our families even when we're not around. Life insurance gives us that opportunity. Don't put it off for another day. Pick up the phone and start making some wise choices. Call the agents at D&D Insurance. They'll point you in the right direction. 392-8159 or visit us online at dndinsurance.com. We look forward to meeting you.
Bellingham's All In for Climate Action Week is coming up. Join local government, organizations, and businesses September 20th through 27th for a week of free, fun, and informative virtual and self-guided events, activities, and presentations about our changing climate. Together, we can reduce our greenhouse gas emissions locally and globally by being informed and taking action. Our city wants to reduce our impact, and it takes everyone to help reach the goal. Brought to you by the City of Bellingham. For details, visit cob.org/all-in.
Welcome back to Ready Real Estate. I want to thank two more of our sponsors. First of all, the Bank of the Pacific. I mentioned Mr. Mike Gish earlier, and he's working with three of our buyers right now, every single one of them from out of area, and just did a great job on closing on our son's house. They did a super, super job, got a great rate. And speaking of great rates, oh my goodness, the mortgage rates dropped to 2.86%, and that's a 30-year fixed rate loan. And that happened on September the 10th is when that drop happened. They've ticked up a little bit. They're at 2.87%. But those lower rates have allowed buyers to stretch their budgets at a time where the house prices are going up. These rates come at the perfect time because they're able to stay with the market. Now, how long that will last, I don't know. I'm fearful that in Whatcom County, even though the rates are low, the pressure on the market's going to push things up so high that those who are waiting to get their first home, they need not wait. They should not wait because those homes are going to start pulling away from, even though the rates are that low. When we see upticks of prices of 10% or more per year, young people can't save the money long enough to make up that 10% increase. If they've got a $400,000 house, are they going to be able to save $40,000 a year to keep pace with the market? Probably not. You've got to try and get into a home now, or the chances are you're going to be paying rent, and very, very high rent, in the years going forward. So something to really, really track. Will the rates come down lower? They might. There's discussion that they could drop even further, but if they drop a tenth, a quarter of a point, you've got to do the math on it. If you're waiting for that and taking that risk, while you're waiting for that, the price at home is going to go up another $20,000 or $30,000, and that's the risk you've got to offset, and things to consider, very, very much so. And again, get with your lender and find out exactly what you can do and get locked in and get ready. So I mentioned a little bit earlier, things on homes are changing now. And with people coming home to work and set up their offices and whatnot, one of the things that gets overlooked, and people have to be very careful of, particularly if they're coming from Bellevue or they're coming from Redmond, places like that, and now they're going to come and work from their house, they might not think about the fact that there might not be real quick internet speeds and broadband, say, in the mid-county. There may not be Comcast. There may not be DSL. And then they've got to rely on often satellite, things like StarTouch and whatnot. Well, satellites are determined by a direct link to the satellite. And if they're in a beautiful five-acre piece with big trees around them, guess what? That's not going to work either. Make sure that two things. If you're selling a home and you have really good internet connections, if you don't have the typical things such as Comcast, make sure your realtor knows that to put that in the listing. Every property sold right now, if it does not have regular internet, you need to make a note in there so the assumption isn't made that that property doesn't serve them. And that'll go right, I would put it right in the marketing remark, say, high-speed internet available. Otherwise, they might go right past that. And what you should do if you are looking for a house, take your laptop with you. Take your whatever you want to use. An iPad's a great way. If you're networked with your internet, et cetera, take that iPad with you. When you're looking at a house that doesn't have cable to it, fire it up and see what kind of speeds you have. Get on and use the internet. Make sure that it works. Something you want to be really careful of, too, and people overlook is structural materials. How is the condo maybe that you're buying is built? If it deals with lots of concrete and sometimes metal, that can greatly interfere with your internet speeds. It can interfere with your ability to get a signal. Even if you have a Wi-Fi within your house and you've got a router, if it's a wireless router, you may find that the office downstairs doesn't connect with the router. These things all take careful planning. Everyone says, okay, it's easy for to do internet because I've got a router in my house. But you're better to have a Cat 5 wired system throughout the whole property. Things we didn't think were that important until everyone came home that was able to do their work and do their business right from their kitchen table or their office. So things to consider. You can also find out, you can get hold of people like Comcast. They will tell you how close internet is to you. They can also share with you where they are expanding their services. And there's a lot of service areas that are expanding greatly now because of the increase in housing construction. And like anything, including natural gas, there are areas that do not have natural gas yet, but as more areas develop and more people sign up, there is a greater coverage in the rural areas throughout Whatcom County. So it's something to consider. So all these things are checklist things that you definitely want to pay attention to. So the other thing I want to talk about is landlords. Millions are house rich but cash poor, and landlords are ready to help those people out. And basically, a lot of people are house rich but cash poor, according to Zelman. He's a chief executive officer and a real estate consultant for Zelman & Associates. And if they bought in the last two or three years, even if they bought 5 months ago, they have equity. It used to take 5, 10, 15 years to get significant equity in your home. If you bought a home just in the last, like I say, two or three years, you have significant equity already. Having plenty of home equity but reduced means to keep making payments could prompt many to sell while prices are high and exit ownership with a cash cushion, according to Zelman. People behind on their payments aren't being kicked out of their houses yet because of federal and local restrictions on foreclosure enacted during the COVID pandemic. And many with federally guaranteed mortgages have entered a forbearance. So they delay the payments, which allows them to skip payments for up to a year without penalty and make them up later. Some 3.5 million home loans, a 7% share, were in forbearance as of September 6th. 7% of the home loans were not being made and being pushed through forbearance. And that'll have to be paid later. If you're one of those that have taken that option, make sure you understand that debt doesn't go away. It's still going to be there. Meanwhile, bidding wars are breaking out in suburban homes hitting the market. Millennials who are coming of age and getting to the point where they can buy a house with historically low mortgage rates are active in the market. And other house hunters are leaving the city centers and apartments seeking room for home offices and space, just like we've been talking about, between them and their neighbors. And then there are the investors. While all this is going on, that also draws the investors who are looking to buy homes in order to turn around and rent them out. I'll give you one quick local example. I was talking to Ron Coleman with Birch Bay Village Realty, and he brought to my attention, and it's on the MLS now, a house came on the market, 3-bedroom, 2-bath, 2.5-car garage on a 13,000-square-foot lot, Birch Bay Village, $339,000. If that home isn't sold by lunch today, I'll be shocked, because that is an absolutely prime investment property. If you buy that house and put 20% down as an investor, you're going to have a mortgage about $270,000, $280,000. You're going to have your HOA dues to pay to the association and taxes, insurance, and you're probably still going to profit, I would guess, on that house probably at least $300, $400, maybe $500 per month, positive cash flow. And you're going to be owning a house, even at $339,000, if it goes up 10% per year, that's $33,000 divided by 12. Do the math. That is a tremendous, tremendous investment. And you don't see those houses come along very often. And at the same time, that house will serve to have someone be able to at least live in a great house, 3-bedroom, 2-bath, and have a rent that's hopefully reasonable. So two people benefit. The landlord benefits, he's got a great investment, and the tenant benefits because they've got a great place to live as well. So point being, investors are as active as those millennial home buyers because they see the opportunity with these low rates to take advantage as well. So, hey, I want to thank you for joining me today on Radio Real Estate, and I'll join you next Saturday. We're probably going to have a wet week, but that's fine. The plants will enjoy it, and get hold of Wynnewood Enterprises. They can get that yard ready so it survives the winter well. Thank you so much for listening. We'll join you next Saturday.
Hi, it's Scott from Northwest Sleep Solutions in Fairhaven. First, I'd like to thank all of our customers for their support and well wishes during this challenging time. Be aware that we are operating under new shortened hours during Phase 2, Monday through Saturday, 11 to 5, plus we're making private appointments before and after those hours for those who prefer to have the store to themselves. We have gone through our warehouse to find any discontinued one-of-a-kind items and brought them to our Fairhaven store. Shop early for best selection. So stay safe, Whatcom County. We'll get through this. That's Northwest Sleep Solutions on the corner of 10th and McKenzie in Fairhaven.
Hey, Mom, can you help me with a math problem?
Sure thing, hon.
Okay, how many legs do spiders have?
Oh, 8, I think.
So then how many legs would 1,000,000 spiders have?
Well, you would multiply 8 legs times... Wait, why are you asking me about spiders?
Because there's 1,000,000 of them in our basement. That's 8,000,000 legs, right? Mom?
You can do the math, and then you can call BioBug. BioBug Pest Management, providing professional pest control services for over 2 decades. Visit BioBug.com today.
We don't have the usual traffic jams that they have in the big city, but sometimes things happen to snarl everything up. Depend on KGMI to keep you cruising to your destination with KGMI Traffic Alerts. We'll tell you where the trouble spots are. And if you see problems on the road, give us a call at 360-676-5464 so we can spread the word. KGMI News Talk 790, 96.5 FM, and KGMI.com. A conservative take on issues important to Whatcom County and the Pacific Northwest.
The liberals in Olympia and Boise and Salem, they don't like my ideas most of the time, but let me lay it out for you.
Lars Larson, noon to 3 each weekday.
You put on the ballot in Oregon and Washington and Idaho an initiative petition that said we want to see more logging on state and federal lands. When the timber receipts come in, dole it out to the citizens.
On KGMI News Talk 790, 96.5 FM at KGMI.com. News Talk 96.5 and AM 790, KGMI Bellingham. KISM HD2 Bellingham, it's 11 o'clock.